Thank you so much again for letting me come here today. I really appreciate it. And we will begin. For those of you who have not meditated, it's nice to have your feet flat on the floor. You don't necessarily have to, but it does aid with grounding, I understand. So we want to do that, and if we'll close our eyes, and I'm just going to sit down here, and we will begin. And a big cleansing breath in and out, exhaling through our mouth, and in through our nose, and exhaling through our mouth. And always remember, from this point on, as you breathe in, you're breathing in all that's in your highest good. And as you exhale, you're exhaling all that no longer serves you. So again, breathe in all that's in your highest good. And exhale all that no longer serves you. And we are rested and relaxed. And we're preparing for this beautiful channeling that Kryon's going to be delivering today. We look high in the sky, and we see and feel or sense there's a very large urn, and out of the urn is pouring liquid light. And as Kryon tells us, this light is infused with sparkles of diamonds, and this essence is pouring down through our higher bodies, down to our crown, and it's bathing us. Going down over our brow chakra and in through our crown and into our brow chakra, and we breathe it in and release. And we can sense that from this point on, we have much more clarity in our vision, in our clear audience, clairessence, clairvoyance. We let it reside as we feel it pouring down deep farther inside of us, down to our throats, and we can feel that entering our throat chakra, and we breathe that in and release. And we feel, we know, we sense that we will only be able to speak truth from this point on. This is the newness in us from today, this point forward. As we feel it pouring down the liquid light, we feel it sparkling across our shoulders and down our arms and into our fingers, pouring down our chest and into our high heart and our hearts. We feel it, we breathe it in. And we release. And we feel in our heart is expanding. The doors are opening. We're letting love out. We're letting love in. We're letting love out, and we're letting love in. It is that give and take, the polarities. We feel our heart is lighter because as the doors open, the burdens are taken away. And you can see that now. Our little hawk friend is here, and he's asking you to put all your cares and troubles in a satchel or a backpack or a purse or a brown paper bag. Doesn't matter. Put them from your heart, all those worries from your heart, put them in that bag. Our little hawk is going to carry them off to source, to be transmuted into something much more positive. Feel that being taken away. Feel your heart being light. Feel it. Sense it. Know it. As that liquid light pours down into our solar plexus, and it swirls around and around, and all those knots that are there are being unwound. We are calmer, we are stiller as we breathe in that light. Release. We can feel that. We're much more peaceful now. As we go down into our sacral chakra, feel that light pouring in. Pouring down and around and awakening our creative selves. Breathe that in and release. And we know, we sense, we feel that from this point on we'll be much more creative in our thought forms, in our activities, in our work, in our play. No matter what we do, we will have much more a creative side to it, much greater. And we feel that light pouring down now, down to our root chakra, and the activation is there. And that light is awakening, and we breathe that in and release. And we know that we are safe, we sense, we feel, we are grounded. All our needs are being taken care of at this point on. We know that. From all we've learned today, we can just go into the system and get anything we want. Anything. And now we're ready to take this light down deep into our, around our hips, and breathe it down our legs to our knees. Sometimes the light gets stuck at our knees. Oh, we don't want to move. But it's okay, you're safe. Let that light flow around your knees and down deep. Down your calves to your ankles. And now you're feeling an awakening at the soles of your feet. You can feel the tingling, the vibration of light as it exits from the chakras at the soles of our feet. And it goes down deep into Mother Earth. Feel that light entering Mother Earth, entering Gaia, down deep to the very heart, the very center. And there you'll see a very large diamond, a very large crystalline diamond. And wrap your light around that light, around that diamond, just that very small filament of light to keep you grounded. And for a moment, send some love and healing and comfort to Mother Earth, to Gaia, for all her soil and the air and the water and the plants and the animals and the people, all that dwell here on Earth. Now, when we are done that, we can bring the light back up. But Gaia has a present for you. Everything and every gift that you've deposited for her, she is multiplying that 10,000-fold. And as you bring up the light from Gaia, up, 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 up to the soles of your feet, you feel a true awakening, a revitalization, an awareness that there's abundance for us in this world. We do not have to feel the lack or want from this point on. It is all there is. An abundance of all you need. And you feel it entering the soles of your feet. And now they're burning, they're on fire with so much energy. But this is not energy to make you uncomfortable or agitated. This is energy that makes you feel rejuvenated, yet calm. You feel at peace. You feel comforted. And you're ready to bring it up, up through your ankles, to your knees, up your thighs, around your hips, to your root chakra. Breathe it up. farther. Oh, up your sacral chakra, your solar plexus, up through your heart, your throat, all the way up, up through your head, right back to source. And you feel it. You're perfectly connected, your perfect conduit from as above, so below, and you can feel that connection from above to down and up and down. And you feel like this light is like a fountain coming out from your head as well. And it surrounds your being. And you can see within all these little filaments of the light, there's also bands of light that are going around and around you. It is a grid, it's your personal grid. Feel it, sense it. You feel within you the power. You feel within you the glory. You feel within you God. For you, my dears, are God. And as you go forth today, it's important for you to know that your presence matters. The light you carry is admitted to all the land that you touch, the people you touch, the people you see, the animals you see, the ground that you see. For from your eyes also comes the light. It emanates. The light also comes from your voice, from your breath. It's important to keep our thoughts and our words pure. And goodness and truth, so that that light can spread forth. And others look and others watch. And they want to emulate you. Because they see that you have something that they do not. Or shall I say, they think they do not. So my dears, rest assured that you have been more than blessed on this day. You have an awakening, a connection, moving up the spiral, getting them one step closer to divine. And take a deep breath in and release. And in and release. And one last time, a big breath and release. And when you're ready, you're gonna open your eyes. We come back to the room, and as I would teach to my students, you can wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, wiggle your shoulders, and wiggle your nose. And when you have no more wiggles left in you, you can be as still as can be. And now the next voice that you will hear will be that of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones, I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And there would be those who would say, how is it possible that the human being, without much preparation, can go into this state? And the answer is, dear human being, that we are far closer to you than you think. The preparation that you go into to meditate, to have this kind of communication, to touch the face of God, is a meditation that you do for you. Oh, silently we wait an inch away until you're done for you. The truth is that those who wish to touch this energy that we are can have it so quickly. We stand next to each of you, odd as it may sound. There are those who would recognize this energy that is flowing into this room as natural, as common. It is not esoterically odd. It is not something that you have to gear up for. Some of you will feel the sister, brother, speaking to you now. For this day is a teaching day. It is going to be the unraveling of some of the messages we've been giving you for a year. Unraveling it into a three-dimensional aspect so that it's clear, so that it can be taught with synchronicity. In this synchronous fashion, on unraveling it becomes therefore linear. And it's time for the entire thing to be shown and told. Before we begin this, I say again to you, those of you who have not heard this before, you may say that this is simply the man who has been speaking all day long. I tell you this for those of you who can see the colors, see them now. For I am Kryon. An odd name, perhaps, in this three-dimensional world of yours, a name that has a meaning, a sound purpose, a numerological energy. And it's all about manifestation. You sit on a planet that is shocked and surprised by what you've done. It moves even this moment. Even as you are in here, it moves in preparation for what you're going to do. For an Earth in a higher vibration must adjust. The oceans adjust, the earth adjusts, and all of it is because of what you're doing. And it may seem grandiose to think that how you think therefore changes the earth, and it does. The very air that you breathe has interdimensional life and is postured to go into your body in such a way that will nourish you differently than it did a year ago. All of the things that are manifesting on this planet now, including what we call the crystalline, are in preparation. And the preparations are not for something grand that is going to happen in an experience that's very, very tight and synchronous and small in time. It is not. It is something that is going to happen over a period of time. And you will go back and look and say, it is very different than it used to be. Look at this. The gifts are upon you, and there will be many who take them and many who ignore them. Listen, blessed is the human being who walks out of this place untouched. Blessed is this human being who does not believe one word of this, who is blind to the light. Blessed is the human being who walks out of this place in that fashion, because he'll have the same number of angels walk out with him that walk out with you. For it's not about the right or the wrong of who takes it and who does not. It is simply about the energy of the information and the free choice that is here. Loved beyond measure, each of you are, for you are a piece of God. I know who is here. I know the names of who is here. Those spiritual names that we sing in light, it is the name of the higher self. I wish to move forward into this teaching, and I'm going to give my partner some information. Now, he does not expect. what is taught tonight in its completion will be added unto for you. This is to be taught in lecture. What I am telling my partner for all to hear is that I wish for him to develop this information and teach it so that others will hear it out of channel and it will not be as cryptic. A human teaching a human is far more successful than anything that I could ever teach through him. So I imbue into him the knowledge and the power to teach this in a succinct and clear manner. And what we're teaching today is the power of the Akash. We have hinted at it. We have told you snippets of information about it. We've given you some hints on what it means. And now I wish to unravel the story. We have told you in the past about an energy that comes in with you, which is the Akash. You have heard the term the Akashic Record. This is a record of the Akash. The definition of the Akash is all that there is. The Akashic Record to you in 3D is a record of all that has been. When really the Akash is a word that represents all that can be, the potentials of everything that is, it becomes a record for you when it has been accomplished. There are two kinds of Akashic record. One is contained in that place we have spoken of so many times in this last year. That record would be in the cave of creation. A physical place on this planet filled with crystalline energy. You might say that every single human being here has a crystal. That would not be exactly accurate, but that is in 3D. It is simple for you to visualize. The hard part about it is that this crystal is timeless. That is to say, it carries with it the core energy of your higher self when you are here on the planet. And when you are not here, it is placed upon the crystalline grid, and all that you were on this planet is broadcast to the grid. And it works like this. When you come into the planet, you activate this particular crystalline, and your higher self is then responsible for the crystal. The higher self is on my side of the veil, but it has tendrils, if you might say, and parts and pieces of it that lay upon the grid, both high and low. These are the parts that you get in contact with when you meditate. And the life that you live is then etched upon this crystalline. The decisions you make, spiritual and otherwise, all the things that you experience, what you go through as a human being, all lay in this crystal. The properties of the crystalline are ones that contain memory, and you are aware of that. Crystals contain knowledge, memory, remembrance. What you don't know is that the crystalline also has the potential of the future embedded within it. Difficult to explain it is, but let's keep it simple. You live your life, and when you are done, you come back to the cave of creation. Into the crystal you imbue everything that you have learned, and then the higher self leaves the planet. You might say, like rings of a tree, it places upon it a lifetime, and everything you learned and all of the DNA has collected and changed remains on this planet. It remains here for the rest of the civilization. It's placed into the crystalline grid so that very earth resounds with your vibration. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is lost. Dear human being, what you do here stays here. All the things, all the decisions, all the epiphanies, they're not just for you, they're for the earth. After a period of time, you may revisit the earth. They call that reincarnation, and an expression yet again of your higher self comes into the earth. The same higher self, by the way, comes in, places the energy into the crystal, and you are born on this planet and you become someone else. and you live that life. And after you're done, it becomes another ring on the crystal. Pretty soon the crystal is imbued with hundreds of rings of lifetimes, one higher self, many lifetimes, many names. And that is the essence of the cave of creation, the crystalline grid. It's how it works. Whatever you do stays here on this planet. Now that is the overview of the Akash. The difficult part to talk to you about is how it also contains the future. For all the potentials of the lives you may live are always on this grid also. It actually postures who you will be. I cannot explain this to you, and I'm not going to try, except to say that there is purpose in all these things. Now, let us move on to the teaching of today. There is another kind of Akashic record. The mini Akash occurs in the DNA itself upon birth. It is shaped in the womb, given at birth. This is the Akashic record of who you are and who you have been and the potentials of who you will be, carried within the layers of the DNA in you. It is esoteric. It is odd. Some may even call it unbelievable. That in your DNA, you carry all of the record of who you were. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how it affects you. We're going to talk about what it means. All of these things in a small amount of time. Some of you are asking, well, crying right away, there is a puzzle. I understand what you're saying. You're about to teach the fact that we come in with many energies from the past. But what about the first timer on Earth? They have a crystal that has no rings, as you might say. It has no energy of past expression, as you might say. So what about that? Let me tell you this. There is a tremendous energy of a newcomer. And there are many newcomers. Know this, that Kryon is aware of geometric progression. That is to say that the human beings on this planet grow exponentially, and the population grows. And that means, dear human beings, that there are many first-timers. For if there's a percentage of those who are old souls, there's even a higher percentage of those who have never been here. We know that. And so this message does not necessarily apply to those who have never been here, but we will discuss their energy anyway. This is the new timer, the one who is here on this planet learning what it is like. They have their own karmic attributes. Indeed, they'll keep them for their lifetime. And they're easy to spot, for they are the ones who are confused about life. You say A and they give you B. They don't know how to act. They are shocked by human nature. Sometimes they are misfits. There's many of them. The next time around, they know how it works. This may seem super simple. It is the way of it. Consciousness must be learned and etched into these crystalline structures. The newcomer, they have their hands full with learning about how Earth works, and that is not who we are speaking of now. I am aware of where I am, in this place you call Kelowna, in this country you call Canada. I speak of this now for those who will hear and read later of where we are. In this room of those hearing in real time, there is not one first timer. All of you have been here before. Therefore, this message is succinct. It is efficient. It is for all of you. There is no one here that it does not apply to. There are some here who are very old souls, original source souls called Lemurians. There are many of you who are not, but who have come into this planetary plane so many times that the etchings are by the hundreds. old souls you are, I speak to you now. Listen, because this is important. The child is born. And the DNA carries energies of the Akash. And immediately they are placed upon the child's personality. The first thing that happens is karmic residue. Karma is real. Some of the most profound belief systems on this planet that are esoteric speak of this and have. Some of the oldest belief systems you have pull out karma first. And they know of this system of coming and going and what it means. In this new energy, we told you 19 years ago that karma was one of the first things that you can change. The energy carried over from a lifetime before of unfinished lessons need not be learned this time around for any of you, and that is one of the gifts. This is not new news. But know this, the child receives it anyway. It is only later that the child will decide to void it or not. So the child has it. The setup of their life, based upon the crystalline Akash, starts in the child. And they begin to grow. And I've spoken of this before, and I ask the mothers to agree with me, because you'll see it doesn't matter where the child came from, what the parents were. The child maintains the Akash and the energy from the past lives. Mothers know this, where they will see children coming from the same set of parents that are vastly different, and we've mentioned this before. One will have talent, one will not. One will have fears, one will not. And they come out that way. It only can be explained, dear human being, by what I am telling you that is in the DNA. They are resonating to the Akash. Coming right from the cave of creation, imbued into their DNA, they start their journey. Let us discuss what they get when they come in. Fear. Or non-fear. Depending upon what they've learned, what they've gone through. Indeed, if they're old souls, they're very, very fearless. For they've walked through the fears of life over and over. Some are warriors, some are strong. If they've only been here a few times, less than 30 or 40, they are still afraid. Some come from a fearful lifetime where all they did was fear. There was fear in their death. There was fear in their life. And you can see it in their eyes, and they're afraid of life itself. And you spend all of your time, Mom, trying to take them out of it. Desires. You see the children develop the desires. What do they like with food? What do they like with music? What do they like to entertain them? What soothes them? What irritates them? What makes them angry? They're all different. Interesting, is it not? Let me tell you, if you want a secret, watch what kind of food they like. It'll tell you who they used to be and where they used to be. But the mother, she is more concerned with feeding them the right things that she thinks they need. And so she's not interested in what they necessarily want, whether it might be the food of India or Pakistan. No, they receive the food that the mother wants them to have. And there's not much thought in it. It's only later in life that they become adults, that they realize what the desires are, that they can easily slip into some of these foods and really enjoy them. Look at this. Their desires for so many things. What music do they like? What soothes their soul? What do they look at? What attracts them? They're all different. And it's shaped by the DNA of the Akash, who they used to be, what they learned. What does the crystalline say? In their DNA is the record of all of the past lives, all shapes who they are. They either have it or they don't. They can carry a tune or they cannot. Some of them come in filled with talent. Some are artists at birth, only carrying over what the Akash has given them, lifetimes of drawing, colors, shapes, beautiful music. Some come in as maestros, and by the time they're 3 or 4, it's only a matter of them finding the dexterity in their fingers to yet again play the keyboard or pluck the strings of the guitar. Some of them are drawn immediately to the harps that they used to play. How do you explain this, human being? If it were not so, what I'm not telling you is the truth. The Akash shapes it all. They continue to play out something that had been started earlier. You think of each life as independent. You think of each life as being separate. It is not. It is a continuation of the past one. When we look at a human being, we see a number of faces with one higher self going through one pattern. That is why we see death so differently than you see death. You're coming back. You're continuing. And all of it is about placing the energies on the crystalline and the vibration of the planet. That's what it's about. Personality. As the child grows, the personality is shaped. And sometimes it's pleasing and sometimes it's not. And you might wonder, how did my child turn out the way they turned out? Why do I have to fight in order to get them to understand something like common sense? Even as adults, they'll go in ways that you didn't expect and you didn't teach them. And you wonder, how could my child do something like that? And others of you will say, isn't it beautiful that my child has a perfect consciousness? They think like I do. I was good at what I taught them. Let me tell you the truth, dear human being. Oh, this is hard. Your children are often your parents. They come into the karmic group to keep teaching you. The grandparents are there as well. Families incarnate with families in groups of training, especially enlightened training. That is to say, there is a system of enlightenment. Did you expect this? That is to say, this, dear human being, the reward of your work on this planet, listen to me. The reward of your work on this planet will be etched in the crystalline and the potential of who is born from the loins of you. You will populate light workers in this planet. Even if they don't believe what you believe, they will be children of a light. That is to say, their hearts will resound with the information that you had in your cellular structure. That's what you pass to them. That's part of the system. It's complicated. It's a combination of who they were and who they came from, their decisions in the karmic way of who their parents were, who they were, and what they wish to continue. But I will tell you that the desire and the permission is there. When you get to the other side of the veil, you choose your family, and you can come back and you can say, I want to be in the same family and continue the lineage of light. Profound it is. Difficult it is. And then you get to be an adult. And the growing is over. And there stands the adult. Fears, desires, talent or no talent, personality traits, phobias. And that's common to man. And here's where it gets good. Up to this point, and we draw the demarcation line even in this message at the halfway point right now. Even more than halfway done. Right now, this is what you accept, dear human being, as who you are. Automatically, this is who you are, and you begin to work with who you are. And the only thing that we say to you is, how 3D of you? For that is the only thing you think. This is the deal that has been given to me, the hand that has been dealt, and I am this. And you walk through life working with whatever this is. For years, the psychologists have been telling you that you can actually change yourself by what you think. Even out of a spiritual context, they say the power of positive thinking can actually change your life. They know this. It's about energy, and it does. It's a hint of what's wrong with your thinking. New energy comes in. 1987. The grid shifts and the crystalline moves. The earth itself vibrates differently today than it did back then. We told you when we arrived, you're going to change. We told you about new gifts. And now we will describe one of the best ones. It was always there, only now it is enhanced, and that is this. Dear human being, why did you decide that the cells in your body could control you? Why did you decide that the genes that you have biologically were forever? Who told you this? There are profound teachers right now teaching a course, and that is thinking above the gene. It is alive and well, this teaching, on this planet right now. And it goes like this. Everything you have is changeable, right down to the diseases that you carry. It's only the Akash. It's part of your DNA. It belongs to you. Listen to me. If the storehouse of who you used to be included beautiful, young, healthy human beings, it is in the Akash. If it included those who could do certain kinds of things, the artists, the orators, the writers that you used to be, the warriors, the ones with self-confidence, the ones who could stand tall and walk straight. It's all there. You say it's in the past and you can't touch the past. How linear of you. For the new gifts, are you in a non-linear attitude towards cellular structure? Delinearize your life and you will find that not only can you touch these things, you can mine them, you can glean them easily. And there's always those that say, well, how do I do it? How do I? I'm ready. I'll give you number one. You got to believe it. Not just because I said it's there. You've got to believe it so strongly that it's like your arm. When you look at your arm, you say, I have an arm, and it is there, and I can see my arm. And there's no question. Your brain knows it. You know it. The matter around you know it. You can pick up things with it. There's no question. Now, how do you feel when you say, I have an Akash? I have a record inside me of all that I ever was that I can touch and be and glean and do with a little bit of work. Now tell me what parts of your body object to that. And I'll tell all of the linear ones. And they'll say you can't do it. You cannot change who you are. And you're wrong about that. You all can do this. It is part of being in this new energy. And I want to tell you that many already have in this room. And you wonder where it comes from? It comes from the storehouse that is you. It's in your DNA. Every single piece, trillions of pieces of your DNA, microscopically, have these things in them ready to be activated and change the very person that you are. There are three levels of difficulty, and I will tell you what happens in each one. Simple, medium, and hard. And the hardest one we even name, and it's called mastery. You gotta believe it. And if you believe it, then you start changing it through your thoughts. you use the I am. It's more than positive thinking. It is you reaching in and claiming what is yours already, that you have already lived through. Do you understand this human being? You're not asking God for anything. What you're doing is changing yourself to the degree where you could go in and get what you have already learned. Let us start with the easy ones. Fears, phobias, and blocks. They're easy. And yet these are the ones everyone wants. How would you like not to be afraid of the things you're afraid of? We talk simply here. Afraid of stepping forward. Afraid of change. Some of you have phobias. That is to say, these are holdovers, hangovers from past life experience, afraid of heights, afraid of insects, afraid of this, afraid of that. And you may say, well, it doesn't really affect my life yet. Yes, it does. I'll tell you why, because it's impure. It doesn't belong there. You don't need it. It interrupts your belief, your efficiency, all these things. It's not you. It came from somewhere else, something you had before. You don't need it anymore. So you believe you can do these things, just like your arm is there, you start to work with it. And soon you find that it starts to disappear. And as it does, you start to claim that part of the Akash that you used to be. It feels just like you, doesn't feel like anybody else. And the fear starts to go away. You can try it in simple things. The fear of heights, these kinds of things, they can be worked on. You'll see how they start to go away. These are small challenges, the blockages from you moving from one energy to another. Humans don't like to change. Many of you have these blocks, blocks of awareness. What is it that triggers your anger? It's a block of peace, isn't it? All of these things, these are the simple things. You get past these, then you start into the more complex ones. They're easy. And the beauty of it, dear human being, is if all you did was the simple, you'd have a group of peaceful warriors. Warriors of the light, unencumbered by fear, phobias, and blocks. Who could send the light with purity. It's all you have to do. If all you did was the easy ones, not everybody has to know about the rest of them. And then they get harder. Harder. In a medium hardness, that is to say less difficult in the middle, how would you like to get rid of your allergies and change your immune system? It's a little harder. And you might say, well, how do you do such a thing? Do you just think it away? I either have allergies or I don't. My cells are allergic. Oh, really? I'll tell you, dear ones, there are those in this room who have dropped their allergies because they realized they were holdovers for something they didn't need anymore, and they went into the Akash and they got the pristine DNA from the one lifetime that was never allergic to anything. An immune system that was hardy and whole and never had disease. It was strong. How would you like to not have sickness? How would you like to have strength and energy beyond your years? This is harder, you know. How would you like to have peace? Those are the three things in the middle section. They would be allergies, immune system, and peace. How would you like to have peace over everything in your life, no matter what? I didn't say the problems would go away. How would you like to have peace over them? How would you get rid of the drama and the worry? Oh, the problems will be there. Interesting thing about problems, about puzzles. When the human being does not work them into karma and does not work them into drama, somehow they disappear. Interesting, which comes first? Peace, real peace. The peace of knowing that you are a part of God. This is difficult. Let me tell you, old soul, anyone who sits in this room has been through a spiritual revelation. You have been priests, you've been nuns, you've been shamans, you've gone through these things or you wouldn't sit in the chair. Listen, young person, there's a young person in here and he knows who he is, who's a shaman. He knows it. He really can't tell anybody, but he knows it. And he has to deal with it through his life, and you will see what I mean, sir. Part of your challenge will be to withhold this from others so that they will be your friend. So you can deal out the wisdom without seeming like you have an ego. But you have the wisdom. Very old soul, disguised in a young body right here. This is what I mean. And in this mediumship, if you might say, you can develop a personality that is so peaceful everybody wants to be with you. That is the answer, is it not? This is the peace that the masters had. This is only the medium part. So I've just given you the start. I've given you the simple. I've given you the medium. Now let me tell you the hard one. This is the unbelievable. This is the one who really wants to dig in the Akash. This is where the training should be. This is what my partner should teach. You gotta believe it. In each of you is all that you ever were. In addition, if you're gonna mine the Akash, that is to say, if you're gonna go in and get these things, this is interpreted as you then voiding the things that you don't like about yourself. That is the result. It is not that you're going in and getting something different necessarily. You're going in and getting something so different that it looks like you've changed some problem you have. It looks like solutions. Actually, it isn't solution at all. It's exchange. One for another. That's the way it works. Let me give you this. Each of you has what we would call a spiritual jar. And that jar is filled with everything you ever learned as a human being on this earth about you, about God, about guides, about angels, about interactions, about communications. And the jar is always yours. And it does not have to be refilled every lifetime. It lays there ready for you to unscrew the lid, and out will pour everything you ever knew. It is part of the system of the Akash. It is the spiritual gilding of all it is that a novice on this planet can become a master overnight. They paid their dues. That is why they lived through it. Many of you died for it. Many of you are afraid of certain things because you died for it. Some of you don't want to touch the esoteric because you died for it. And your fear is you don't want to open the jar. And so you'll walk out of here not believing. Oh, not really. You believe. You just don't want to touch it again. I know who's here. And so the first one that's in the hard category is opening the spiritual jar and placing upon you all that ever was. And are you afraid of this? For some of you were important in the history of spiritual things. You know who I speak to, don't you, my dear? And how much of that energy will you absorb? How strange do you want to become before others won't walk next to you? Let me tell you, this can be tempered with a countenance that's so joyful, everyone will walk with you, no matter how strange you are. Because where you walk, people are healed. That's the truth. Not only do you carry the spiritual knowledge, you carry the persona of who you used to be in the jar. Hard to explain to you. And that's why overnight, seemingly, you can have the one who is not interested at all in metaphysical things become a giant teacher. Out pours the jar, and all they have to do is learn to use it in a linear fashion so it suits them well. Non-teachers become teachers. Those who had no knowledge at all have great knowledge. Those who are clueless have great wisdom. The spiritual jar, that's the hard one. It's there. All of you have it. Everyone in this room does. Every single one. Crying, I'm too old. Oh, really? Did you ever think that perhaps you had to be this old to contain the wisdom that's in the jar? That's what age does. It gives you the ability to temper it and see it for what it is, not overreact. Understanding. Maybe you're just the right age for it. That's just one. The next is the ability to assume a personality which is completely and totally different than the one you were born with. Are you ready for that? Are you too attached to the fears, phobias, and blocks? Or would you like to have the bigger personality? That is a fear in itself, is it not? And it's available in the third step. The hard one. These are the things that can be given with clarity through the higher self. Each step contains a greater communicative ability to the human being, to the higher self. Each one gets you more connected. Wait a minute, Cryon, you said we were connecting to our DNA. Yes, I did. Where do you think the higher self lurks? It's all there. We even gave you the information of the layer that it contains in the Hebrew name that it is. We even told you its number was 6. The 6 energy of DNA. That core information, that higher self, it lurks in trillions of pieces of the DNA all working together to create who you are. Oh, you want to think it's some angel in the sky. It is not. It's inside you, embedded in your cellular structure. That's where it is. There is so much here to know. We're almost done. How would you like to have talents that you do not have now? Ryan, how can that be? I'm either talented or I'm not. I either play the piano or I don't. Oh, how 3D of you. There you go. Deciding that it's done. The way you come out is done. Not understanding. That's just the beginning recipe. And now its turn has come to be changed. In your Akash, that is to say, in your DNA is the remembrance of talent that you don't think you have, and you can activate it and you can have it. This is called mining the Akash. We've spoken of it before. It takes years. It's doable. It can happen. And it can be awakened with the teachers of this talent, and they will see it in you, even though you don't think you have it. Even without teachers, you can learn it yourself. What are you afraid of? You say, well, I cannot speak in front of people. I'm not good at that. What about the orator in the 3rd century? Are you going to throw him away? Or would you like to go in and get him? See, that's what my partner did. You won't be afraid of people. You'll be able to speak. You'll speak with authority and people will listen. That's a talent. Many of you have that in there. You cannot live that many lives without having that in there. And I'll say it again, there's such a variety of what you have in there that you can pull upon, dear human being, unless you're stuck in time and you don't think that you can change yourself. And the final one, the hardest one, and some of you have done it. How would you like to change your DNA to such a degree that the disease which surges through it now won't even remember it was ever there? Go in and get the clean DNA that you had before the disease ever arrived. And begin to change your own DNA in an interdimensional fashion so that the disease will retreat, go away, and never come back. This is a miracle. and it happens over and over. And to some of you, even though it's the hardest thing, it can happen in a spontaneous way when you have an epiphany that you can do it, because it's on top of your consciousness. It's first in your mind. It's the survival instinct that makes you go right to it. And you find yourself cured and healed. And you lift your hand to God and you say, "Thank you, God." Never understanding, never knowing that you have changed the earth by the very act of your own healing. You have activated DNA to such a way that you've received what only the masters could give in the past and that you can give yourself today. This is the enablement of the human race. Less than 0.5% will ever do it. But you are part of that group. We would not tell you these things unless they were so, unless they were accurate. We have only opened the door to a teaching that should be expanded. My partner, do it. And so how is it with you? What has this meant to you? Too much, too fast? Why don't you sit and let us wash your feet? Do you not understand how much you're loved? Do you not understand the profundity of who stands next to you? There is a system here. Where those you've loved and lost are never gone. There is a system here where the energy of family stays with family and you don't even know it. There are those in mourning here for those they've lost, and they've not lost them. Because they're still in a linear thought, not understanding the love of God and the system that is here for your benefit, for your enhancement. They'll hold your hand the rest of your life. Don't you see? It has to be that way. It's the truth. It's your solace. It's where your peace comes from. It's designed to help you through life. There are some who sit and cry before God in such sorrow, and around them stand all those loved ones, ready to help them, having their hand out. And they'll never reach up and take it. They'll wallow in their sorrow, not understanding what's around them, for the asking, for the taking. Maybe it's time you did it. Push on the door. Take the hand of your higher self and never look back. That's the invitation, old soul. That's the invitation. Blessed are the humans who hear this. There is more. We'll discuss a little bit of it tomorrow. I gave my partner the story of Michael Thomas so that you would see in yourselves what a human can do. And that's the reason that that teaching is being given. And I gave it to him in channel, and I told him to teach it, and he does. And I'm saying the same thing about what I've just given you in channel. And so it is.